Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week you titled our Heartbeat, Please Explain, which is all about explaining our faith and sharing our faith with others.
As best as we can.
Yeah, and you started the Heartbeat by sharing a quote from St. Thomas Aquinas, which says, "To one who has faith, no explanation is necessary. To one without faith, no explanation is possible." And you broke that down. I like how you explained it. And the first part about those of us who have faith, well, when we have faith and a belief and a trust in God, when someone shares things with us about our beliefs and our faith, because God's given us the gift of faith, there's an understanding that comes.
There's an acceptance.
Yeah. And yes. I think sometimes we don't have to explain things entirely, or we explain them as best we can, but because we have faith, yes, that we can accept or understand. And often I think a phrase that we use is I've just written down in my notes here, is we have different eyes to see. Mm-hmm. Like we often talk about that, and sometimes you might think, well, what does that mean?
Yeah, it's the gift to see with God's eyes.
Yeah, it's like a different perspective. Yeah. The perspective that I have when I look at things is a perspective of faith.
Yes.
And so you were saying to me, you went to Melbourne a few weeks ago and you went to an artist display and you looked at all different paintings of Monet and other people. And for you, when you looked at them, you shared with me that you could see God in that.
Yeah, I had a big God experience.
Yeah, and that's because you have faith.
Eyes to see.
Yeah, exactly, eyes to see. Or some people might do that through creation. You know, God speaks to them, or a conversation that you have. When you have faith, God uses all of that, I think, to speak to us. And for those who don't have faith, sometimes the matter is we try to explain something as best we can.
And they still don't get it. No.
And so you shared from Romans, the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 17, which says, "So faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes from the word of Christ." What is heard comes through the word of Christ, I should say. What I find interesting is the end of St. Thomas Aquinas' quote there is that for those who don't have faith, then no explanation is possible. But yet you continue your heartbeat, which is what we should do, to say, yes, but we should still share our faith.
Yeah, because how do you know when the Holy Spirit has come in enough to someone and softened their heart enough, or their circumstances make them then seek answers or questions or God, that they're not ready to hear?
Mm.
And if you're not speaking it, then they've not heard it. And if they're not heard it, then they can't act upon it.
Mm.
So we have to be actually explaining and sharing, not throwing it down people's throats, but when the opportunity arises, explaining why we do such and such, or, you know, as best as we can, again, because I'm not a theologian, but I do share how God has affected me and how the love that he has for me makes me want to love others, and so my experience of God.
Mm. Your own personal
faith
experience.
Yeah.
Because, well, that's all you can share on that level. It made me think that as you were sharing in the heartbeat, I just wrote down, we can't control who God gives the gift of faith to and when he does it, but the only part that we can give is to share our faith.
Yeah.
So when we're sharing our faith, we can't be worried about whether or not
it's accepted or not accepted. Yep.
Yeah, because we don't have control over that.
No.
Not at all. So no. All we can do is share our faith.
We only have control over ourselves, really. Yep.
And then you shared from the book of Acts how the gift of the Holy Spirit comes upon all of the apostles. Only, just a few weeks ago we've had Pentecost, so we've talked about how the Holy Spirit came and they spoke in different languages, and how then Peter stands up and he shares his faith. And at the end of that, people go, well, what can we do with that? And so then Peter goes, well, if we repent, if we say, God ask for forgiveness, then we can be baptized. It made me think how God does that part again of giving people the gift of faith. So mm-hmm. there's someone who stood up and shared, and then
someone heard. Mm. And here in this time wasn't just someone. I think there was 3,000 that day they say got saved, got baptized. So your boldness, Peter's boldness, the apostles' boldness, because it wasn't just Peter, helped bring some others to hear faith, to hear God.
Mm. And then what I liked is because the beginning of this scripture talks about how when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they spoke in other languages, and it describes all the other languages. But then you come and you say it that not that God would necessarily give us the language of French, Japanese, any other language that, you know, we think we might need, but that God gives us the language of love, acceptance, forgiveness and kindness. And I'd not thought about it in that way before. Do you want to explain a bit more about that?
Well, I myself personally was reflecting upon the gifts of the Holy Spirit. What are they? Perseverance, kindness, you know, like all the different things. So if the Holy Spirit's coming to somebody and he's giving them the gifts, and because he gives them all the gifts, but then we, as we develop and grow in our faith, I guess we use them. The Holy Spirit might say, hey, have you forgotten I gave you the gift of perseverance or kindness or acceptance? So then when we're sharing our faith with others, isn't that what can be given to others? Mercy? Perseverance, encouragement, which, you know, courage. Like, so I started thinking, well, maybe what was done by the apostles with the Holy Spirit wasn't just they spoke in the languages of Arabic, and they did state that, Greek, etc. But maybe they spoke in a language that these people understood in regards to the emotions and the feelings and the spiritual part. So they had to understand them from a physical part of the language itself.
The culture that they understood,
But also of my personality of me. So I just was feeling, meditating upon deeper what God could be bringing. And think about it. Sometimes the way someone accepts what you're hearing is because you actually showed them empathy and mercy and kindness. So they'll sit and listen. If I didn't have that kindness and empathy towards them, they might have been cold and shut and not wanting to listen. So what language am I speaking to bring the word of Christ?
Which really is also that connection, like, to connect with other people. Yeah. And the last thing I just wanted to touch on is you said this phrase that I heard you say was, faith is built upon faith, which is built upon faith, which is built upon faith. It made me think about how faith is passed down to generations, as in my faith I can pass on to the next generation and they can pass it on to the next generation. So there's that element of faith being built upon faith. So it's being built upon the people who've gone before you as they've shared faith. But also, if I share my faith and then I see God at work in different areas of life, then that builds my faith.
Yes.
So it's like a twofold way. Faith is built by passing on, but it's also built in me.
Yes.
By seeing what God's
spreading
doing.
Faith out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sharing. Mm.
So this week for the weekly challenge, I thought it could be to ask God to help you to be bold. Yeah. And to please explain your faith, but to do it in a way of, what does your faith mean to you?
Yeah.
So if there's an opportunity that arises, all you can do is share what God does for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the weekly challenge for this week. So we hope that chat has really blessed you, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.